Price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, Hims.com/joy.
Beat the heat with unbeatable takes. This is The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, Sam, I'm giving you all this advice. I told you to take your MiFi and your card there on the trip this weekend to watch games. Another advice for you, you guys are currently renting. You know, owning a home and building equity is the way to go, obviously. Now, you're in a situation now, like, if something goes wrong in the plumbing, though, you just call the landlord people, man, they come over and whatever, you're good there. When you own your own deal there or in your business here, you got to have the plumbing services on ready, on standby. One-time plumber. The name is the number. They do it all. And so there's plumbing services, that's cleaning and drain cleaning and repair and water damage restoration and sewer line repair and just helping you out. So when that burst pipe, when that water heater, the sump pump, the sinks and faucets, the sewer lines and water lines, it's going to happen. The showers back up, frozen pipes, whatever. It's going to happen to you at some point in time. You call One-Time Plumber. The name is the number. Greenville, Columbia, Charleston. It's One-Time Plumber. I apologize to all those that texted in hour one on our Adams Curving text line. Sam, I got so nerded out there. We pulled a quack. The only thing I didn't do with quack, I didn't cry.
Not yet.
No.
We quack, still have 2 hours.
Right. Quack's going to cry at the drop of a hat. We didn't cry, but we gave you a ton of nerd alert data. Red zone and all that kind of stuff. I like that rabbit hole we went down.
Crunched them live, too.
Yes. With that said, let me get back to Adams Grove text line. In the first segment, I talked about how clumsy you get when you get old. Turfcat 51 said, it gets worse, Mickey. Trimming your toenails is a real pain in the butt now at age 66. Sam, I have one toenail story for you if you're ready.
I don't like the way that sentence. No. I don't like that at all.
No.
When am I ever ready for that?
Well, this is an okay.
It's not
this
like
is
I have to be ready for it anyway, so go ahead.
I used to play golf with a guy named Whit Suber. Whit was a former professional wrestler. He was the greatest guy to ever play golf with because he truly didn't care where the ball went. He was a great player. And we're playing in this state tournament, the State Partners Championship, and we're over at Spring Valley, and we come to the 16th hole is a par 3 downhill, and he hits his high towering majestic 7-iron in there, and it hits in the front of the green and it bounces over the back of the green. And Whit was always full of one liners, and he said one I never heard before. And you can use this free of charge, Sam. Anytime you're playing greens that are very, very firm, you can always break out the great Whit Suber line. That green's harder than an old man's toenails. I don't know what it is, Sam. You know, you're 22 years old over there. Is it 22? Did I get it right? 23. I need to add that one in there.
I still say 22 and I forget. 23. I remember.
You get these very nice nails. You get old. Your toenails, whenever you clip them, it's like shrapnel. I'm telling you, man. Like, it's dangerous.
This is far more toenail.
Oh, yeah.
Far more toenail talk.
Oh,
for an
yeah.
entire year.
Yeah, man. Turf get. 100%, buddy. 100%. So, 3-2-2-1 breaks out the European model on me. And I don't mean the Victoria's Secret model. watch Channel 4 weather at 6 yesterday. Chris Justice said European models calling for 2 inches of rain in the U.S. model calling for no chance of rain. Yeah, Chris Justice, take a European model and take it back over to Europe for me. It's not going to rain. European model.
Phil Potts, the weather expert. Let's ask
we'll
him.
Ask him. 825.
Ask him what he thinks is going to happen.
Very good point. Austin gets in. He goes, all right, I'm smelling the corn dogs and bourbon. Woke up, stepped outside this morning, my cup of coffee, and I smell bourbon and corn dogs in the air. Their people are here. They've invaded us. LSU is who's coming to town, by the way. LSU. You'll hear that an awful lot. And you'll also hear Tiger Bait. They'll point at you and say, Tiger Bait. What you got to remember there is Clemson's Tigers, too. 3638 says, Mint Crab Cake Sandwich, tell me more. Okay, this is easy. Bun of your choice. At Ingles, they've got the Maryland crab cake. They've got the Charleston crab cake. Either one, 15 minutes at 350 in your oven. So it's a pre-made crab cake patty. I like the Maryland version a little bit better. Then you go with lettuce, tomato, onion, white onion. And then you get a little, is it roumelade? Am I saying that right? Roumelade sauce?
Not sure.
You put that on there. And you knock that out of the park. Sam, one of my fondest memories ever, I'm at a Clemson-Maryland football game in College Park, Maryland, circa 99, 2001, 2003-ish. South Carolina's playing LSU that night. I go into a restaurant. It's a pretty fancy restaurant. Got my Clemson gear on, and they let me sit at the bar to watch the game, right? I'm by myself up there. And I ordered this crab cake sandwich. Sam, you see how big this iPad is here? This is a 13-inch iPad. It would not have fit on this iPad. The patty would, and Maryland up there, you know, crab cakes, whatever, there's no filler. It's all like crab meat, man. It was absolutely incredible. So that inspired my crab cake sandwich with the roumelade. Someone correct me if I'm wrong on that. 654 Roar. Let me get a couple of more here in this segment. Again, don't forget Paul Strelo talking Clemson recruiting. Huge recruiting weekend at 8:05. And Roy Philpott moves up a day, 8:25. 7916 talking about Clemson's offense says third down Tyler Brown. You know, it's almost like you forget about Tyler Brown. Am I wrong for saying that, Sam? I've got Westco, I've got Moore, I've got Antonio Williams. Because he was out for so long last year, I forget about Tyler Brown.
They asked him the question yesterday during the press conference. I can't remember who it was that asked the question, so sorry if you're listening. They asked about Tyler Brown feeling like, do you feel like you are forgotten? Do you feel like somebody that is going to surprise people this year? And he says, I've been the underdog my whole life. I've been doubted my whole life. That's good. The mindset I'm going in with.
Good for him. Local product, we had him on high school football here an awful lot. By the way, do we know our game yet for tomorrow night?
Fighting Mickey Plylers versus Burns. 8th ranked team in the country, 4th or state, 4th and 8th in the state, 6 of the top 10 recruits in the 2027 class in the state of South Carolina will be playing in this football game.
You don't have to wait for top 10 battles on Saturday. You get it Friday night.
I am very excited for
this game. Send the earth reverberating with the rousing cheer. Go Irmo, hit them hard and see how they fall. Never let that team get the ball. Hell, the gang's all here. We're all here for Irmo. Dexter wants to know, best guess on when Jay Haynes is back. Hard to say, physically and mentally. I wouldn't think he'd be back for the whole year 100%. Just the coming back and 18-month kind of injury. They come back physically sooner, mentally. How do you do all that? 3131 says it best. Spot the dang ball, man, already. Spot the ball, I'm ready. I'm with you, 3131. Love that. Texture says that blocked field goals hurt Clemson in the scoring zone last year. Yeah, the missed field goals, the blocked field goals. I've got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. Now, I've got a feeling that Clemson is much better year two of Hoosier and how that works out. Texture, red zone stuff, 6146 says, we were too afraid to get Cade hurt inside the 10-yard line to sneak at 1 yard. Yeah, everybody said run the quarterback sneak and you go into center. I've got that data. We'll get to that in our, maybe in this next segment, about the data of what under center compared to shotgun looks like. Texture said, oh, we've got another Austin from Pendleton. Morning, Mick. Austin with a Y. Austin from Pendleton here. In my opinion, whoever can run the football better Saturday night wins, because both pass teams are great. Woodass is the key for Clemson. You've been listening to the show all week, Austin. Sam, am I wrong? You got two Heisman candidates at quarterback. You've got all these, maybe eight NFL wide receivers on the field. Am I wrong in thinking that running the football is the difference in this game?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about the rushing attack both sides of the ball for Clemson. I mean, that's going to decide their season. So yeah. Can you run the ball consistently and make your offense two-dimensional again? Or you're going to see what you saw down the stretch last year where you had an injured running back one and it kind of nuked your offensive versatility? I would expect them to be able to run the ball much better this year, whether that's Randall emerging or Davidson, one of them, especially with the offensive line coming back. And I think on the other side of the ball, the biggest key for LSU remains keeping Garrett Nussmeier upright and giving him time in the pocket. But that offensive line has a lot of question marks over there in the run game as well. I'm not worried about Caden Durham, but I am a little bit concerned about that interior offensive line, especially for LSU in the run game. Should be an interesting matchup to see which one of them is better immediately in that area. I would lean Clemson because I like the continuity on the O-line a little bit more, but they probably have the sure thing at running back. So maybe it evens out. We'll see.
9840 says Raymulade. Is how you say it? I'll take your word on it. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying through all that. 9244 says, any chance of a new jumbo package in short yardage situations? Maybe. You know, Peter Woods back there, TJ Parker back there, maybe. Didn't we see that once or twice last year? Oh, that kind of jumbo package.
I'd love it. Yeah. Short yardage? Screw it. Throw them out there.
Yeah. And, you know, I like football teams that can run it even though you know I'm going to run it. Let's get to Hart Tiger on hold. 654 Roar. Good morning, Hart Tiger. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing great. How about you guys?
We are blessed, buddy. Very blessed.
Good. A little fun with sports names. You know, famous names always gets people's attention and stuff. Well, yesterday we had a cross-country meet over here in Hartwell. Had a kid that finished third or fourth, I can't remember, in the boys' cross-country. Name's Ben Bowler.
Yes. There's a high school recruit in football who's Ben Bowler as well.
Well, this kid ain't him, because this kid might have weighed 105. He's a little bitty guy.
Well, he needs to go to Ben Bowler's gym and all that. But hey, it sounds like a pretty good racer.
For
there.
Real.
Yeah.
I asked him, I said, are you any kin to Ben Bowler from Clemson? Dude looked at me like I had three heads. He had no earthly idea who I was talking about.
It's been 35 years. It's finally coming home. Yeah, he didn't get that. How'd y'all do? Did y'all win the meet?
Finished second in the meet. Boys and girls both ran against two teams. Well, there was eight teams there. But on the boys' side and girls' side, both the teams that beat us are probably going to be winning state championships in their own divisions.
Nice. I like it.
It was a good meet. Got a pretty good little team over there.
Yeah, good coach is what it is. We know that.
Well, I'm the retired coach, so the guy that's doing it now, he's doing a dang good job.
Good. All right. Good deal.
Hey, y'all have a great day. Go Tigers.
Thank you, Hart Tiger. Appreciate that for sure. 654 Roar. Snap Hook's up next. Snap Hook, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Blessed.
Going to give a prediction for Saturday's game. Right. I say Cade goes off for 285, two passing touchdowns, one rushing. Adam Randall gets 165 offensive yards.
Woo!
Yep. And I think what a lot of people aren't talking about is him catching passes out of the backfield, Mickey. So, a couple tunnel screens in here and there. I think he breaks through on a couple of big plays. I say Garrett Nussmeier goes down three sacks and throws one pick. Tigers, 31-20.
Tigers going to win, I know that. Just don't know which one. Clemson, 31-20?
Clemson. We spell go G-O around here.
Okay,
baby.
All right. We simplified the go part of it. Took a lot of that out of there. Yeah.
Yeah, man. The question is who's going to get the three sacks? TJ Parker's going to get one, maybe two, but who's going to get the third? That's a big question for me.
I think protecting that quarterback is going to be huge, but you got to do it in a run game, too. You can't just do it with these offensive lines, because these teams, Perkins and Weeks, are coming, and Woodaz and Brown and Parker and Woods are coming. You got to protect it by slowing the pass rush down with a run game.
Exactly. And I don't foresee. I'll be honest with you, man. I think Sammy Brown, as good of a year as he had last year, I think this offseason he's really worked on, like coverage,
yeah.
Dropping back in coverage, learning to read, not letting the receiver get, over the top of him, that kind of thing. He's going to have a gigantic year this year, Mickey.
If Clemson wins the game, remind me to tell you a Sammy Brown story. I'm not going to jinx it. But if Clemson wins a game, call on Tuesday, and I'll remind you, or I'll tell you the story.
Sounds good, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. I meant to ask Snaphook about what do you think about the Ryder Cup picks and see what comes out of that. Leonard said, what player do you think will have their coming out party on Saturday for Clemson? That's interesting.
Kind of feels like it has to be Adam Randall, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's a story.
That's what everybody wants to happen.
Yeah. So if 165 total yards, that'd be coming out. Maybe Hampton. I think as a true freshman last year, played outstanding. Maybe having a pick in there, maybe. Might be one. On offense, maybe Betancourt. Maybe making a play or two.
Steven Simpsonville made a good point, and I think this is one that I've touched on earlier in the offseason and we didn't talk about today. I think the pass blocking out of our running backs will be improved this year with Randall back there. Having a guy who, part of the reason you play wide receiver and for Dabo Sweeney is you're able to block, you're willing to block on the outside. Adam Randall got a lot of playing time and has that in his skill set. That's something that Phil Moffa, while he got better at it as time went on, times at least, struggled in pass blocking situations. I don't foresee that being as much of a problem going forward. I think he's going to pick up a lot more blitzes, as Stevie points out, than Moffa did, and succeed more in that area. And that adds another dimension. He keeps Cade Klubnik upright against really good pass rushes, of which you are going to see down the stretch if you want to make a playoff run. So, good point.
Great point. Hey, Burns Digital Media is going to help your ROI. I had a meeting with Burns Digital Media yesterday. We got a new client coming on, and I can't wait to tell you more about them coming up later. But I sat down with the folks at Burns Digital Media and Amy and all those folks there. And the bottom line is that they want to help you. They want to help that ROI. They want to help you get that exposure. They want to help you that geofencing and make it direct marketing to the people that you're trying to talk to and trying to reach and really get your message out there. Create that exposure for you. Create that awareness of your business and what you're doing or your services. They'll take care of that at Burns Digital Media. Go to theroarfm.com. Click on our advertising page. Get in touch with them, and they'd love to help you out. Burns Digital Media, theroarfm.com. Short break. We'll come back. Much more on the other side after this.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Ready to ditch that workout that just involves lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. No experience? No problem. Blockhaven has over 200 routes for everyone, from beginners to Olympic climbers, that change every month, so boredom doesn't stand a chance. Come solo, bring the crew, sign up your kids for their youth teams, or throw a party. Mention the Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass or a $0 membership fee. Come reach new heights at Blockhaven, where you can climb harder, build fitness, and join a thriving community of healthy people. Visit Blockhaven in the Jetson Mill District in Greenville, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Or visit blockhaven.com for more information today.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Looking for your dream home? Empire Homes, family owned for over 30 years, invites you to Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. Choose from one or two-story homes starting in the low 400s with two to five bedrooms and up to 3,400 square feet. Personalize every detail in our design studio and enjoy the planned pool and walking trail amenities. Right now, save up to $25,000 on completed homes or up to $15,000 when you build. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com because your house should feel like home.
Homeowners and landscapers, a fescue loan with a guarantee is finally here from TopDressing.com. You want a dark green, lush, healthy fescue loan that's the best in the neighborhood? Call 888-850-1850 or visit TopDressing.com to get the best compost fescue top dressing from your friends at TopDressing.com. It's that simple. It's guaranteed. Just call 888-850-1850 and place your order to have a magnificent, beautiful fescue lawn you'll enjoy all year long. Call 888-850-1850 or visit TopDressing.com.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature, memorable moments with than family.
Mom, look, I got an A.
Oh,
that's awesome,
buddy. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
I'm so glad. Hey, everybody, Sam Jones here. Join Nick Costello and I again this Friday live for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Ingles. Remember, you get to choose where we go on Fridays on our app or website, theroarfm.com, by voting on our Ingles Game of the Week poll throughout the week all season long. So cast your vote and make your voice heard. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
From the lake to the locker room, stay locked in with Clemson football coverage all summer long, only on The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, my great friends at Carolina Floyd Specialist. I need to check on Tim Worley and see how they're doing over that way. I hadn't heard from those guys. I need to check and see. This is a family-owned business. I love that. Hey, you see their videos out. Your garage floor looks amazing. Sam, come to the house this weekend. I'll cook for you. Oh, no, you're going out of town. Next time you're around, us good Irma folks take care of you, Sam. See my garage floor. We got it clean now. It's awesome. Hitting balls in there. I put the kids to bed two nights ago. Went out and hit some balls, filmed some swings in the garage, and got some putting in there. My little girl's got a little house in there that she plays in, and she's on that garage floor. I wouldn't do it if I had oil stains down. I wouldn't do it if I had cracks or concrete dust. We wouldn't let her crawl around and all that. We love it. Spilling stuff, and she's going to spill something, buddy. Mark my words. But that's okay. We'll just wipe it right up. We wipe it, get the old 409 spray out and clean all that up. We love our garage floor. Added value to your home. 10-minute, no-obligation phone call. Call Tim today, 404-8158, 404-8158. Texture says, anybody going to be able to return punts for Clemson this year rather than just fair catch it? I'm going to surprise you here. Clemson was not very good in punt returns last year. In 14 games, he only returned 20 punts. and he averaged 8.5 yards per punt return. That's 59th in the country. Georgia was 67th in the country in punt return. South Carolina was 80th in the country. Sam, the two teams that played for the national championship last year, Ohio State and Notre Dame. Notre Dame is 104th in the country in punt returns, and Ohio State is 59th. I hate to say it this way. You know, I grew up watching Johnny Rogers, watching Deion Sanders, watching Donnell Wolfe, watching these guys have these great punt returns. Nobody returns punts anymore. The fact of the matter is that we these kickers are punting the ball. There's two strategies there. First, with the shield punting, then you've got a bunch of small guys that are going downfield making plays. In the old days, you got big bodies up there, linebacker bodies, trying to chase a single digit around the field on a punt drain. That's why you had punt returns and a big deal there. But now we go to the shield punting where we spread it out, and because it's not blocking's not all that paramount with those guys, the big fat guys in the back are doing those three shields there, or two-man shields, they got athletic cornerbacks and safeties running downfield making tackles. The second part of it is either they're booming these higher punts, hang time's more important, or they're doing the rugby, hang on to it longer, kick it lower, and take it out. So, Sam, I got some stats for you. I hate to admit this, because I love punt returns. But punt returns aren't important anymore until they're like air traffic controllers, until you have a crash, and then all of a sudden they're very important. There was 2,300 football games in Division I football last year. 2,300. There were 39 punt returns for a touchdown. I think that number would astound people. There were only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There were only 7 teams that had more than one punt return for a touchdown. And there were only, that's 14 and 23, if I'm right with that. There's only 30 teams last year that returned a punt for a touchdown. There were only, right by saying this, double-digit punt return yards last year. 43 teams had double-digit. Clemson at 8.50, by the way. The Tigers were 67, 8.5 yards per punt return, which is pretty high, actually. The best of the team in the country was Baylor at 20.7. But here's the real issue here. The number one punt return team in the country last year, Sam, was Baylor. They averaged 20.71 yards per punt return. They played 13 games last year, Sam. They had 14 punt returns. They had one punt return per game, basically. You say, oh, wait, our special teams, man, we got some great special teams. Baylor, we led the country punt returns. Yeah, well, you only return one per game, pal.
Welcome to the Big 12. That's what that really is. We ain't punting.
No. So.
Putting that ball in the end zone one way or another.
The team that had the most punt returns in the country last year, UNLV had 34 punt returns in 14 games.
Barry O.
Louisiana Tech had 30 punt returns in 13 games. Texas had 30 punt returns in 16 games. They had less than 2 punts per game. The only teams out there that average more than 2 punt returns per game, UNLV, Louisiana Tech, Indiana, South Florida, Virginia Tech, Tennessee, Illinois, Iowa, those are the only teams in the country that averaged more. 8 teams in the country last year averaged more than 2 punt returns per per game last year. Isn't that crazy? Nobody returns punts anymore. And on top of that, Sam, you had TCU, that's 9. I think I'm right by saying this. Yes, yes. Only 9 teams in the country last year averaged let me give it a better way. There was 133 teams last year. 124 teams in college football of the 133 averaged less than 2 punt returns per game. So I hate to say it, but would you go into any football game and say the key to this game, or we got to get better at this because it's going to happen twice? I know this. I know guys that are really, really good players in golf that don't practice bunker shots because they might hit in a bunker once a round. And so the thought there is, if I'm going to hit 14 drivers and I'm going to hit 5 8 irons and 9 9 irons or 7 9 irons and a bunch of pitches, I'm going to practice those. because I'm not going to take time away from all that. Does that make sense?
That yeah.
Only 124 of the 133 teams had two punt returns. Would you go to any game thing? I think the key is, man, they really improved their punt return game. Now, again, if you return for a touchdown, you can flip a game. But it's just fair catches now. Shield formation, spread out punt protection, releasing downfield earlier, higher punts, and rugby punts.
There were three total punt return touchdowns in the NFL last year to do it at a professional level as well, whereas in 2014, 11 years ago, 10 seasons ago at that point, it was 13. So that number quadrupled, plus one, just in 10 years. It went down by four times.
Right.
I don't really care about returning the punt. I want whoever is most likely to catch the football back there,
yeah.
I want him to stick his hand up, and I want him to get the ball and get off the field.
I will tell you this.
No one gets hurt. We have the ball.
And that's not a popular take, Sam. It's not a very testosterone-filled take you got over there.
I wish it wasn't that way, but just don't muff the punt and give the offense a chance to score, especially when you have a good one.
Here's what I want to know. If you had 39 punt returns for touchdowns, how many punts did you have that were muffed last year?
That's a stat we will look up.
And, again, of Clemson, let me give you that stat. I killed it out. I want to know how many times Clemson returned a punt. I can do another way. I can find it this way.
I'm not sure they keep muffed punt stats, although
no,
I wish they would.
No. So Clemson last year returned 20 punts in 13 games. In 14 games. 20 punts in 14 games. And did a pretty good job of it for the most part. People think I'm crazy about saying that, but Antonio Williams had a 25-yard punt return last year. He averaged 9.6 yards per return. And his 17, he had 17 in the 20. Cole Turner had 2 for 6. He didn't do anything there. But Antonio Williams is a pretty good punt returner when he hangs on to it. Because remember the South Carolina game, he fumbled that thing. You just don't return. And the same thing with kickoffs. Now, the Adam Randall kickoff return last year, the 41-yarder, was great. That was the only one they had last year over 30 yards. You want that stat? I'll give you that one, too. Man, we've been stat. What is it with our Quark show today? I need you to cry at some point in time, Sam.
I don't know, but I have discovered that the 2014, because now I'm deep in the punting weeds, in 2014, the fifth best punter in college football on yards per punt was none other than Taylor Heinicke of backup quarterback fame at Old Dominion now, at that time. Now a backup quarterback in the NFL. Got cut the other day, but... weird stuff now that I'm looking up punters. I'm not sure how we've gotten here.
Sam, carry me here. I'm going to do some counting. Kickoff returns, you're just banging out of the back. Here's a really good true story before I get to that, okay? Chandler Calanzaro is a friend of mine. I asked him, he's about halfway through his pro career. He's out of football now. But I remember having this discussion. I went, Chandler, I looked up, man. You got like two special teams coaches. I think he's with the Jets at the time. And I was like, man, like, what do y'all specialties be? Like, how many different kinds of kickoffs or kickoff coverage do you have? He goes, what are you talking about? And he goes, y'all have meetings all day, right? He goes, yeah. And I said, well, like, all right, your kickoff coverages, directional kicking, and stuff like that. He goes, what are you talking about, dude? He's a current NFL player at the time. I went, what are you saying? He goes, you know what my special teams coach tells me? Kick out of the back of the end zone, man. Let's go. Like, that's the strategy. Kick out of the back of the end zone.
Set it at the 25. No one gets hurt. Move on.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
All right, Sam, carry me a little bit. I'm going to do some counting, all right? Give me your thoughts on why is the NFL – oh, do you like the new NFL kickoff deal? And what did that do? Do we know what stats did for the NFL kickoff deal?
I had the numbers on this, and I don't anymore, and I'm going to look them up here. I'm going to look them up and try and get them here. Generally speaking, I understand the logic for them behind trying to – we've had this discussion before with injuries on kickoffs and trying to increase excitement while also maintaining people – staying healthy so you avoid those really full-speed collisions from both sides like you get on kickoffs at the time. I like the rules, but at the same time, I don't think they made enough impact last year that I care enough to keep them. Honestly, if I were the NFL, I hate to do it again. I would just get rid of kickoffs in the NFL. I don't think you need them.
You can almost do it in college because here's what I found out, all right? First of all, there are fewer kickoff returns than punt returns for touchdown. Would you believe that?
Yeah, I absolutely would believe that. No one returns kicks anymore. No one takes it out.
It's crazy.
An injury risk, and you're not going to – the fact that they keep moving the touchback yardage up every single every 3 years, it feels like.
Yeah.
Why would you take a kickout?
Yeah.
Your coach yells at you if you take a kickout these days.
There were 37 punt returns for touchdowns out of the 2,300 games last year. There were 33 kickoff returns last year. But so the number one team in the country kickoff returns last year was UT San Antonio. In 13 games, Sam, they returned 15 kickoffs. Isn't that crazy?
It's not to me, though, because you just keep moving the touchback yardage up. Yeah. So what are the odds? I mean, I'm sure there is a stat out there. What are the odds realistically that you're actually going to be successful returning a kick comparatively to where they would just throw you on the field? It's not high. You're not going to, unless you have someone back there who is truly one of a kind, you're just not going to have a guy who is able to beat that touchback yardage.
Devin Hester. Not Devin Hester.
Devin Hester.
Yeah, Devin Hester. So
Cordero Patterson, like those are the only few guys, like three or four.
I'm going to give you this. This is crazy. Ohio State won the national championship last year. There's 133 teams in college football last year. What do you think Ohio State was in kickoff returns last year?
Not very high. Probably in the hundreds.
132. The only team that was worse in returning kickoffs last year was Rutgers. Ohio State was the next to last team in kickoff returns.
Yeah, I mean, why would they? I mean, there's just no justification really for returning them.
Georgia last year. How about this? Georgia was 123rd in kickoff returns last year. Clemson was 90, South Carolina's 84. Sam, Georgia last year, here's a good example. Ohio State last year in 16 games had 15 kickoff returns. Georgia in 14 games had 12 kickoff returns. We don't return kicks anymore. It's just a waste of time. In 14 games, Clemson had 17 kickoff returns. In 13 games, South Carolina had 16 kickoff returns. No one returns kicks anymore. It's sad, but as Metallica would tell you, sad but true.
Texter said, that's why I love high school football. You're likely to see a kick return. You're more likely to see a kick return for a touchdown. Most exciting play to watch. Yeah, because they're punting those they're putting those pooch kicks out to like the 20.
Yeah. Hey, my golf teacher, the genius that he is, sends this in. By the way, on his business card is Wiley Coyote, super genius. He sends this in. Ohio State was next to the last at 132, and you know they have guys who can return kicks. Like the skill level of a – you put Jeremiah Smith back there, you think he'd be great at kickoff returns.
It's funny because Texter 675 points out, don't forget, without Adam Randall's return, we wouldn't have won the ACC championship last
year. That's exactly right.
You return one at a blue moon, it hits. And that was a pretty darn good timed kick return to have success on. But you just don't see it these days with where you're set up. That's also a very rare situation, though, Texter, where with the time on the clock – Clemson's only real chance in that spot to get themselves in position was a kick return that gets them past the 30, and they got one. Yeah. So you're not going to – I mean, in those situations, you're still going to see it, but it's just not something we see these days.
And, Sam, text me a great point. 2016 against Bama, C.J. Fuller had a great kickoff return. So it's like Clemson's epic drives, the two big game-winning drives you've had here, it's the fact that the kickoff returns did it, but you just don't have a chance to do that very much.
I think if C.J. Spiller was on this team, we'd return a lot of kicks.
Yeah, Sammy Watkins, Justin Miller. I've seen some great ones over here. But that's kind of been taken away. 2905 says, kicks give me more toilet time.
Especially with the commercial right after.
Oh, man. There's nothing worse in life than touchdown, extra point, commercial, kickoff, commercial.
And the kickoff's the touchback.
Yeah!
It's just one big commercial.
Oh, my word. Get rid of that, pal. Get rid of that. Short break. We'll come back. One more open phone line segment before two guests, Strelo and Philpott. Name somebody's got better guests than those today. Sam and Mickey, much more to this.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
The
opening game of the 2025 season is finally here as the Clemson Tigers play host to the LSU Tigers inside Memorial Stadium this Saturday night. A big year with big expectations ahead, and the Tigers look to start off the 2025 campaign strong with a win. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:30 with the Tiger tailgate show starting at 4:30. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com/POWER. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Tiger fans and bargain shoppers alike, come shop Elkmont's Labor Day sale going on now. Elkmont features great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Columbia, and more. Enjoy savings up to 75% off. On Friday and Saturday, join Elkmont for an inventory reduction sale in the parking lot at the Clemson location. Elkmont is located at the Highway 93 exit off Highway 123 in Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our great friends at Prime Money are going to help you out. They're going to get you the very best mortgage rates on Monday and Tuesdays. We'll always tell you, you got to have three estimates. Mark Hawkins and his team want to put those estimates together for you. Call them at 292-0033. PrimeLendingSC.com. If you're buying a house, you're refinancing a house, you're renovating, they have all kinds of loan types. FHA loans and VA loans and USDA loans and conventional loans, reverse mortgage loans and jumbo home loans and new home construction loans and fixed or adjustable rates. They've got all those different loan types that they can help you and teach all about that. They've got the calculators on there, the testimonials on there. Love hearing and reading what people say about Mark and his great folks over at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Call them today. 272-0033. Sam, I know I'm not going to get the stats with Strelo. I'm not going to get the stats with Philpott.
You don't want to ask them about punt returns?
No.
It's not today's agenda anymore.
No, but as we dived into this, we used to dove, now we dived. As we dived into this, we found some astonishing numbers. And I have a very astonishing number for you now. There were four teams in the country last year that allowed less than 10 kickoff returns for the season. Part of that might be you just didn't kick it very much. Part of it might be you just got a kicker that was awesome. Oregon State allowed, in 12 games, allowed 6 kickoff returns. Not for touchdowns. They allowed 6 kickoff returns the entire year. Only 6 times did the team bring it out. Memphis, in 13 games, had 5. Louisiana Tech, in 13 games, had 4. Sam, in 12 games last year, Arizona, of their 55 kicks, 53 went for touchbacks. They only allowed 2 kickoff returns the entire year last year. They gave up 25 yards in return kicks last year. Now, one strategy would be, and now you can just fair catch this, but Florida State had a guy named Roberto Aguayo.
Second round pick as a kicker.
He would angle these things, these high kicks, and he landed about the 2. This is before you could fair catch it, and they'd pin you down inside the 10. He was so good at directional kicking and so kicked it so high that you'd have to field it, but now you just fair catch it and bring it out.
Arizona's kicker last year was Tyler Loop, who is now the kicker for the Ravens. And if you watch any NFL football, you know that the gold standard for special teams play over the last 15, 20 years has been Baltimore, whether it's Sam Cook on punting, Tucker, arguably the greatest kicker of all time.
Maybe.
Probably at this point. He's the most accurate one, I do believe.
And walk-off guy and long-distance guy, he might be the best.
If the Ravens see fit for you to be in their special teams room, you are doing something right. So that does not surprise me that Tyler Loop and Arizona were number one in that statistic.
He's sitting in those meetings where they'll say, kick it deep. So here's some interesting stats for you. Last year, Memphis had 75 kickoff touchbacks and only 5 returns the entire year. Ohio State had 74 touchbacks, only 11 returns. So, I mean, it's amazing. Middle Tennessee last year, of the 30 kicks, or 37 kicks, they only had 7 touchbacks. So that hurt them throughout the year. Really only gave 18 yards of kickoff return, though, but that doesn't hurt too bad, I guess. So that is South Carolina's 14th in the country in kickoff coverage last year. They allowed 16 per game. 16 yards per return, I should say. South Carolina last year in their 13 games, they didn't allow 24 kick returns, but they just covered it well. Clemson was 62nd. And in the 14 games last year, the opponent had 15 kickoff returns for an average of 19 yards. And Georgia was 89th in the country. In their 14 games, they allowed 21 kickoff returns. So 1.5 per game for Georgia, and they allowed 21. Georgia's special teams last year, you know, we talk about the great punting and the great kicking and all this. Georgia in the return games and the coverage games, Georgia wasn't very good last year through all of that. But doesn't matter because they're just so good that lines of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, all that stuff kind of doesn't matter. Whew. That's a lot to digest. I didn't think we'd do a whole special teams
hour.
That is
30 minutes of special teams. We got a million texts on that, too. A lot of people care deeply about special teams.
Well, it's one of those things, and again, I hate to be the guy.
We didn't even talk about field goal kicking.
Oh, no. But I hate to be the guy that talks down to the constituency is you is or is you ain't my constituents. I hate to be the guy to do that and tell people how dumb they are. But the idea that if you think that the keys to the game will be or a big part of what you're going to practice, and I see this in practice all the time, like, what happens is whenever you shank a punt, whenever you miss a field goal, get a field goal blocked, or you fumble a punt or something, everybody goes, man, you got to have special teams coordinator. I did this last year. Like, of the top 10 teams in the country, only like two had special team coordinators. So as fans, we clamor, you got to play a fullback. You got to throw it to the tight end. Sam, I remember this. I don't want to speak down to fans, but when we had C.J. Spiller at tailback, or Travis Etienne at tailback, I remember telling the fans this, Mickey, are we ever going to throw the ball at tight end? I was like, yeah, every time you throw it at tight end, that's one less time the Etienne or C.J. Spiller touches it. Who you want to touch it? You tight end or Spiller or Etienne? But that is the point, is that, man, you can sit here and bang the special team drum all you want, and when it costs you a football game, you're right. But week in, week out, that just doesn't happen. Week in, week out, I just told you Ohio State was terrible, won a national championship. I did the stat a few years ago, Sam, and people couldn't believe it, but it's true, that if Clemson missed every single extra point and every single field goal, and Alabama missed every single extra point and every single field goal, they both still would have been undefeated in this season.
It does does kind of make me chuckle. I do remember a lot of last year, Ohio State fans, because of course I know plenty, were very, very concerned about Jaden Fielding at kicker and very, very concerned about his difficulties, I would say, that he had in the regular season especially. But then he made the very limited kicks that he got when it mattered. He went perfect on his field goals. He only kicked a couple in the playoff, but he made them both, made all his PATs. It's about when you do it. Just do well in the playoff, and if you miss a kick in the regular season, it may not come back to bite you. Just got to execute when it matters.
You miss a kick against Northwestern, who cares?
Interesting that you mentioned not having special teams coaches. I know a lot of kickers at this point just have private kicking coaches, or a lot of them go to the same coaches. Really, it's not like a giant kicking coach market. A lot of them go to the same guys and learn the same kind of fundamental stuff. And either you can do it or you can't. I mean, there's not much a special teams coach is going to be able to tell you during the course of the season, hey, adjust this, adjust that. You just got to execute in those situations when put in them.
One texture I love is the Georgia fan gets offended by what you say. So Georgia wasn't terrible at special teams. The difference in 20th and 85th is like 2 yards.
Totally wrong, to be fair.
No, not totally wrong. But the point is that that's still relative, though, compared to the country. Like, all those are built in to relativity. With that said, you can't – Georgia fans are like family. When you say something bad about them, they attack you, but they can say something bad about it. Because I had a bunch of texts last year saying, man, Georgia's special teams are nowhere near what they were in years past. So, but if I say it, it's like, oh, you're wrong through all that. Johnny Carrots with a really good text this morning. Mickey, you talked about ticket prices. By the way, it's Mickey, right? Yeah, the Brian Kelly joke in there. You talk about ticket prices. Anybody talk about parking pass prices? Oh, man. I spent the day with Graham Neff a couple weeks ago, and we talked about that, and he gave me a reason for that. But they get more emails, more correspondence to IPTE and all that with parking rather than tickets. It's a status thing. It's a convenience thing. But that is a huge, huge deal. So let me give you – I'm just on tigernet.com. Let me do this, Sam. Have you noticed that, what parking – what they're asking, people asking for parking?
Well, it's because they've passes? I mean, you've got the – now they've started construction on the garage, right?
Yes.
So that would have been nice while I was in school the last couple of years. But, yeah, I mean, I kind of figured that would be a nightmare this year, to put it bluntly.
All right, here we go. This is just parking now. I want to find just a parking spot. Location F. A stadium seating. Hold on. I got to find another way. No, I see. Now you people are putting parking all this together. All right. Parking. Guy has 8 parking spots. Private residence at the top of the hill behind the SO Club. No price. I'm going to find this at some point in time, Sam. Here we go. This is, boy, I wish I'd, I thought it was just parking. I'll have to find it again, Sam.
It's going to be expensive.
Yeah, but I'm looking it up. Let me back all the way up. It's very expensive.
That's the point.
Oh, that's my fault. That was user error. That was my fault.
You're overwhelmed by the sheer volume of stats you've looked up today.
I am. My brain is mush right now.
The iPad can't handle it.
Nope. Here is Valley Walk, $650.
Oh, my goodness.
Lot 14, the Reese facility, $300. Here is Lot 5 parking pass, $600. Parking, folks. Parking. Lake Lot, $250. I'm just going right down the list right now. Seneca Meadows, $200. Lot 6, $600. Lot 8, $725. Lot 6, $650.
I wish you all good luck.
Brook Center, $300.
Yeah, I wish.
Parking,
I wish you all good luck.
Parking.
Texter said Lot C1 last year was $200 for the year. This year it's between $600 and $800.
It's unbelievable.
That is not great.
Big weekend coming up. Big third hour. Philpott at 8:25. When we come back, Paul Street, like Illustrator.com, talking football game and recruiting when you kick off hour number 3.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right